September 14th, 1899. One morning, it was the day of the exaltation of the cross, my sweet Jesus transported me to the holy sites. And first, he told me many things about the virtue of the cross. I don't remember everything, just a few things. My beloved, do you want to be beautiful? The cross will give you the most beautiful features that can possibly be found, both in heaven and on earth, so much so as to enamor God, who contains all beauties within himself. Jesus continued, do you want to be filled with immense riches, not for a short time, but for all eternity? Well then, the cross will administer to you all kinds of riches, from the littlest pennies, which are the small crosses, up to the greatest amounts, which are the heavier crosses. Yet, men are so greedy to earn a temporal nickel, which they will soon have to leave, but do not give a thought to earning one eternal penny. And when I, having compassion for them, in seeing their carelessness for all that regards eternity, kindly offer them the opportunity, instead of cherishing it, they get angry and offend me. What human madness! It seems that they understand it upside down. My beloved, in the cross are all the triumphs, all the victories, and the greatest gains. As for you, you must have no other aim than the cross, and this will be enough for you in everything. Today, I want to make you content. That cross, which until now has not been enough to lay you on and crucify you completely, is the cross that you have carried up to now. But since I have to crucify you completely, you need me to let descend new crosses upon you. So, the cross you have had until now, I will bring to heaven, to show it to the whole celestial court as pledge of your love. And I will make another one, larger, descend from heaven, to be able to satisfy the ardent desires which I have upon you. While Jesus was saying this, that cross, which I had seen the other times, made itself present before me. I took it, and I laid myself upon it. As I was in this way, the heavens opened, and St. John the Evangelist came down, carrying the cross that Jesus had indicated to me. The Queen Mother and many angels also came down. When they arrived near me, they lifted me from that cross and placed me on the one which they had brought me, which was much larger. Then the angel took the cross I had before and took it to heaven with him. After this, with his own hand, Jesus began to nail me to that cross. Queen Mama assisted me, while the angels and St. John were handing the nails. My sweet Jesus showed such contentment, such joy in crucifying me, that just to be able to give that contentment to Jesus, I would have suffered not only the cross, but yet more pains. Ah, it seemed to me that heaven was making new feast for me in seeing the contentment of Jesus. Many souls were freed from purgatory and took flight toward heaven, and quite a few sinners were converted, because my divine spouse let everyone participate in the good of my sufferings. Who can tell then the intense pains I felt in being stretched very well over the cross, and my hands and feet being pierced through with the nails? But especially the feet. The atrocity of the pains was such that they cannot be described. When they finished crucifying me, and I felt I was swimming in the sea of pains and sufferings, Queen Mama said to Jesus, "My son, today is a day of grace. I want you to let her share in all your pains. There is nothing left but for you to pierce her heart through with the lance and to renew for her the crown of thorns." So Jesus himself took the lance and pierced my heart through. The angels took a crown of thorns, well thickened, and handed it to the Most Holy Virgin, and she herself drove it into my head. What a memorable day that was for me, of sufferings, yes, and of contentments, of unspeakable pains, but also of joy. It is enough to say that the intensity of the pains were so great that for that entire day Jesus did not move from my side to sustain my nature that was failing at the liveliness of the pains. Those souls from purgatory who had flown up to heaven descended together with the angels and surrounded my bed, cheering me with their canticles and thanking me affectionately because through my sufferings I had freed them from those pains.